You are listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
Comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people who make them and do not necessarily represent the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or any of its affiliates or advertisers. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this beautiful blue ball we live on called Earth. Thanks for being here at the Kevin Smith Show, and those of you listening for the first time, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you. Now, this is Open Line Live Night. That means when we come back from the next break, we have a break coming up here in about 4.5 minutes, something like that. And when we come back, it's open line. We'll talk about anything that you want to talk about except politics. All right? We don't do politics. Well, look, probably not everything. I mean, we're probably not going to be talking about recipes or car insurance or how to repair your roof. But you know what I mean. Any topic within our genre, go for it. It's open line live. And we'll talk about anything strange and unexplained, maybe something weird that's happened to you. Maybe it's maybe you've had a UFO sighting. Maybe you have had some type of an encounter with a ghost. Whatever it is, we'll be open to hearing about it, all right? Now, maybe you want to talk about a guest that we've had, or you want to talk about, you want to further talk about the topic that some guest was talking about. And we'll do that because it's open line live. NASA's got some big stuff coming up. You know, on Sunday, they are going to attempt to land the first Phoenix probe on Mars. And it's pretty ticklish landing on Mars, apparently. You add all of the international missions to Mars up, and there's only about a 50% success rate for actually landing safely on Mars. So it's not apparently not so easy to do successfully. There are a few of them that got down to the surface of Mars, but they crashed. So they're trying to get this one to land successfully. And that's coming up. That's going to be quite interesting to watch that happen. And then in October the 8th, NASA will be launching its final trip to the Hubble Space Telescope to do some repairs. It's been a pretty cumbersome process because their mission calls for a backup space shuttle to be ready to launch. It's got to be on the pad and ready to go in case they have to do a rescue mission. Now, I find that pretty interesting. I don't understand. They have been up there and done repairs before. I don't understand why they suspect they may possibly need a rescue mission. But apparently, whatever it is they're going to do is going to be pretty dangerous. My hat is off to NASA for this mission to the space telescope, to Hubble. Hubble is the single most successful mission ever flown by NASA, in my estimation, and in the estimation of a lot of other people. It has given us more information about our universe than any other mission ever has. And I'm tremendously grateful that they are going to go up and do some repairs on the Hubble Space Telescope and keep it flying. All right, when we come back on the other side of this break, it's Open Line Live. Most of the great music you hear right here on Steel Eye Media Network is supplied by the independent artists from GarageBand.com. If you go over to GarageBand.com, look it up, download it. You can even buy the group's CDs, in many cases, right there at GarageBand.com.
All the night. 10, 9.
Alien Seeker News has blasted off and is providing a new and important resource for everyone interested in UFOs, aliens, alien abductions, Bigfoot, Chupacabra, and more. Featuring five of the top UFO radio talk shows, lots of information and articles in free forums, Alien Seeker News has launched on its journey to greatness. Go to AlienSeekerNews.com, register for the free forums, and get the classic Flying Saucers Are Real by Major Donald Kehoe as a free ebook. Join today. Most of the great music you hear right here on Steel Eye Media Network is supplied by the independent artists from GarageBand.com. If you hear a song you like, go over to GarageBand.com, look it up, download it. You can even buy the group's CDs, in many cases, right there at GarageBand.com. Did you know The Kevin Smith Show selects one of its very best shows each week and turns it into a free podcast? Well, it's true. You can download free Kevin Smith Show podcast right now and get a free fresh podcast each week. Do you want to start building your own library of Kevin Smith shows? All you have to do is visit our website at kevinsmithshow.com and click the free podcast link. They're yours for the download. All right, it is Open Line Live tonight. That means we will talk about what's on your mind, all right? Whatever it may be, it can be ghosts, UFOs, haunted places. USOs, unidentified submerged objects, giants, ancient civilizations, whatever it is that's on your mind is fair game as long as it's not politics, all right? Now, because it's Open Line Live, we've got two lines open. That would be 1-800-289-1092, toll-free. We also have 1-800-318-1008. That is for first-time callers, all right? So if you're a first-time caller, call me at 1-800-318-1008. If you are outside of the United States and you're outside of Canada, you can use Skype. It's a free download, And you can use Skype to call me right from your computer, all right? You simply use the Skype address kevin.smith.show, and that'll get you here, all right? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yes, my name is Mark from Brooklyn.
Hi, Mark.
Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah, you've called before.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
I remember you.
Yeah, that's good. That's cool. I didn't think you would.
I do.
I call like once in a blue moon.
Did you know that the number one city for our audience is New York?
Really?
That's correct.
Oh, okay. That's funny because I never run into anybody who knows about the Kevin Smith.
Yeah, but you know, you got a huge, huge city over there.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah,
what's on your mind this evening?
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about, there was one night, maybe about a month ago or so, that I didn't catch the actual live show, but I caught the repeat.
Yeah.
And one night you had on a researcher named Bill Nell.
Yeah.
And I remember I had emailed you maybe a couple of years ago about, and I suggested to you that you had him on your show. But I hadn't heard from him since the 80s. He was somebody I heard a long time ago on WABC on the Jay Diamond show on WABC.
Uh-huh.
And I was so fascinated by him, and I was always looking for him since then, and I just never seen him anywhere. I mean, but and after your show, I realized I was spelling his name wrong. That's why I never seen him again. But I was really delighted to hear that you had him on your show after all these years, and I was looking for him, you know.
Well, and did you get to hear the show?
I heard the show. Uh-huh. It was great. I was great. He was such a great guest. And when he was on the Jay Diamond show, he was speaking about an incident in Canada where there was a couple that was in their house, and they were looking out their back window. No, they looked out the front window in their house, and they saw a bunch of people looking at the back of their house, at their backyard, and they were wondering, what are all these people doing looking in our backyard? So they went to the back of their house to see what everybody was looking at, and they saw, like, two short little aliens in their backyard tinkering around. So...
Really?
Yeah, so they read... This is the story that Bill Nell was telling. So, they ran outside with a video camera and taking pictures of this thing with the video camera, and the Canadian police came and tried to confiscate the camera from them. But apparently one of the members of the couple was in the house and one was outside. When they tried to confiscate the camera from them, one threw the video camera to the other person in the house, and they ran in the house with the video camera. and he said that he had footage of these aliens. And me and a friend were supposed to go see it, but we never did. But he was such a fascinating guest, and he always stuck in my mind. And I was kind of mad at myself that I caught the repeat and that I didn't catch the actual show because I wanted to talk to him, you know?
Yeah.
And I was just glad to hear him again. And the story that he spoke about, the Jackie Gleason thing, was so fascinating.
Yeah, that's a mysterious deal, isn't it?
Yeah. But one more thing, and you might consider this politics. Now, something I was always curious to ask you about. I hope you don't consider it politics, but...
Well, ask it, and we'll see.
Okay. Are you... and this has to do with you being an ex-police officer. It relates to that.
Uh-huh.
And are you familiar with the organization called LEAP?
I have... I'm going to say yes, and then at this moment I cannot bring to mind what that is, but I have seen it and I've read about it, but I can't remember now what it is.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, it's LEAP. It's an acronym for Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and their position is that they feel as though all drugs should be legalized.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like the drug war is a failure and stuff like that. And their mission is to educate everybody as to why they feel as though the drug war is a failure and why all drugs should be legalized. And I was just very curious, you know, how familiar you were with the organization and their position, and what was your stance on that, or you know, what?
Well, yeah, I'll tell you that. That's not politics. That's law enforcement.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's not a problem. And before I say this, let me say that there will be a lot of people that will disagree with me. And there will be people that will misread what I say. I am 100% opposed to the idea or to people using these illegal substances because they were made illegal, many of them, because of really terrible, detrimental effects it has upon those people, their families, and society in general. Having said that, one thing you can do to make sure that one of these illicit drugs, one of the things you can do to make sure that it becomes popular is make it illegal and make it criminal and do a prohibition on it. And if you don't think so, just think back to what happened when they did it to alcohol. I mean, they made that part of the Constitution, and they had to repeal that because people simply would not obey that prohibition, and it attracted, number one, more people to alcohol. Number two, it created a criminal industry for alcohol. So am I for people using these illicit drugs? No, I'm not. Look, I don't even take aspirin unless I'm absolutely forced to. And I had eye surgery many years ago, but I had eye surgery and did not permit them to use any anesthesia. I had no painkiller for the eye surgery. Now, I don't recommend everybody do that. I can tell you it hurts. Okay, but what I'm getting at is I am not for people using the drugs, but I recognize that when you make it criminal, you create a whole new industry. And now you've got to fight that criminal industry, and that takes your eye off the ball. The ball is trying to alleviate this and to nullify this drug usage. And, you know, I'm not sure what the answer is, but I'm pretty sure what the answer isn't.
Right. Right. Well, you pretty much have their position. Did you ever think about becoming a part of the organization?
No.
No.
No, I I'll be honest with you, I stay away from joining organizations in order to protect the integrity of the show.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, having said what I just said, if I were a member of LEAP, the attitude of people would be, well, what do you expect? He's a member of LEAP.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
And so what you just got is 100% pure Kevin Smith.
Okay. Yeah, I was always interested about that. If I didn't take up enough time already.
No, it's open line live, so we have a little bit more time per guest. Okay. I mean, per caller.
Okay. I also had a fundraiser idea for the show, and this maybe give you something to think about. I was thinking it would be a good idea if maybe for a considerable fee that a caller could be like a co-host of the show for an hour or so. For a considerable fee, you know. I mean, I don't think it'd be something you'd want to do too often.
All right, I'll tell you what. Send me $100,000 and you're on. What do you think?
Oh, okay. Well.
No, I will take that under advisement. I have some people that on a volunteer basis, some close friends of mine that help me with the show now. And I'll present that and see what they think about it.
Okay.
Well, I sure will. Thanks for the idea.
Okay.
Get that checkbook ready.
Okay. It was a pleasure talking to you.
All right. Thanks for the call.
I'll be listening for the rest of the night.
All right. Thanks. All right. Yeah. Well, you know, they do it with a space station, don't they? You know, $20 million, you got a deal. And you can go to the space station. By the way, the Russians are talking about stopping that, not doing that anymore. And so, you know, if you're a little bit short of the 20 million, you better hurry, because they're talking about cutting that out. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yes, hello, it's Kevin from Iroquois Falls, Ontario.
Hello, Kevin. You didn't make it tonight. Somebody beat you to the punch.
Oh, well, everybody's trying to call in. You know, it's open line live. What do you expect?
That's right.
You know, everybody's trying to call in. People try to jump the gun a little earlier, maybe. Maybe that's how we got on, but oh well. Yeah, I want to know. I actually want to send a bit of a call out to one of the other frequent callers onto the show, and that's our friend Tony down in Australia. Because I want to know if there's anything going on around the Blue Mountains down in Australia, where there's been a lot of UFO sightings, where there's supposedly a UFO base down there.
Yeah.
So if maybe later on when Tony's Skypes in, he can give us maybe a little bit of some tidbits of what's going on down there.
All right. Well, if he's listening, Tony, you can Skype in, and we'll get your comments on that.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, we really got to pay attention. People's got to really pay attention to what's going on, not just stuff on the news. I don't trust everything that I see on TV. But there's a lot that's going on now, because you got all these UFO sightings that are happening everywhere. You got NASA, in my opinion, it's reported that they spotted Nibiru. You have the Vatican pretty much saying that UFOs exist, or that ETs exist. You have Richard C. Hoagland that's going to be, or did he already have the press conference earlier?
I think it's already happened.
It's already happened?
I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I got an email from Dick Criswell earlier today about something about the Richard C. Hoagland conference. I didn't catch the conference, if there was one.
Yeah.
A bit busy, so.
Well, you know, I could be wrong. That might be on Sunday.
On Sunday.
Yeah. I read several notices of several press conferences about various topics today, and they're kind of running together now as I think about it, and I'm not sure. It could be that it's Sunday.
Mm-hmm. So, and I've heard some people saying that UFOs are going to make outright first contact sometime around 2009, 2010. Could it be the Greys that are finally going to, the proverbial plop down their ship on the White House lawn, you know?
Well, I don't know. Let me ask you what you think about that. You know, I hear that a lot. You know, well, why don't they just land on the White House lawn? And I'm thinking, well, why would they? Does the White House mean anything to them?
No. But, you know, some places are like very notable where a lot of people would see them, because, you know, also somebody's, I've also mentioned this to some people. Some people say, well, why don't the aliens come down and show themselves? I've said, well, I saw a report on CNN once with this one guy who said, I saw a UFO, I was firing my shotgun at it and everything. Well, if we're going to travel to another world and those people are going to start shooting at us, do we want to land there?
Well, exactly.
Like,
you know, that's the point. Shooting
at them.
You know, first of all, if they have the ability to make it all the way to the ground and land without being shot down by our Air Force or somebody else's Air Force, if in some other country, you know, if they can get all the way to the ground successfully, we probably don't want to be shooting things at them, because they probably have what it takes to defend themselves.
Yeah, especially if they can travel light years to get here.
I would think so, yeah.
So otherwise, up here in northeastern Ontario, there's actually been nothing going on with UFOs. I've been getting no reports. I've got ads in the paper, and if there's any UFO sightings or reports, you know, call the IPUS director of the area, and they got the number to call me, and I've been getting no reports. I haven't had a report in about a month.
It's funny how that happens. It sort of comes in waves.
Yeah, it comes in waves. I know in the late 90s, especially around the hydroelectric station, there were a lot of UFO sightings. That was until they banned fishing there by the hydroelectric station. I think the UFOs, there might be a reason why they banned people from going there.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe that's why the UFOs were there. Maybe they fish.
I don't think so. But we do know that they're attracted to power sources like nuclear power stations, hydroelectric stations, and whatnot. So that's one reason why I think there were a lot of UFOs around there. And I'm planning on going to stake the place out later on this summer. Like, you can't fish it, but you can hang around there. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, Kevin, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Interesting stuff, and good to hear from you.
All right. Have a good night, Kev.
All right. Bye. 1-800-289-1092 is the toll-free number for USA and Canada. It works if you call it from anywhere in the world, but it's toll-free in USA and Canada. If you're a first-time caller, and let me encourage you, you know, if you are a first-time caller, you've never called before, grab up a big bucket of courage and see if you can dial this number. 1-800-318-1008. All right, that first-time caller number, 1-800-318-1008. Skype line is, I see something here. Yeah, I see we've got to click that. Now the Skype line is open. Yeah, so some of you may have been trying to Skype in. I didn't have it set right. I'm sorry. It's new stuff to me. I'm having to learn it, okay? Not all that complicated, but nevertheless, I still have to learn where to click and when to click. And an old dog like me, it takes a little bit longer to learn these new tricks. Well, I guess around the world you've been hearing about this horrendous weather we're having in the United States. I'll tell you, right here in Arizona, right here in the Phoenix area, we had a most unusual event, and that is a good, steady, long rain. And it's still raining a little bit outside now. And that's unusual for us this time of the year. It's not, I wouldn't say that it's completely rare or unheard of, but it is a bit unusual for us to have that this time of the year. And the temperatures have been topping out at, you know, in the 80s. Well, you know, we're accustomed to topping out well over 100 at this point. For those of you who are in other places around the world where you do not use Fahrenheit, you use Celsius. It's common right now at this time of the year for our temperature to be 40 degrees Celsius. And it was last week. It was. It's, and you know, and that's just the beginning of summer. It gets a lot hotter than that in the summer, right here in the Phoenix area. So you know, we've got some unusual weather here, but in Colorado, they had just unbelievably violent weather, as I think they said there were. Something like 7 tornadoes that came through Colorado. In Windsor, Colorado, there was a tornado, and it was absolutely massive. And it destroyed dozens of homes and flipped over several tractor-trailer rigs and freight cars on trains. And killed at least one person. Really horrendous weather. They're getting rain where they shouldn't be getting rain this time of the year across this country. And snow where it shouldn't be snowing. Things are topsy-turvy in the climate right now. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Colin from New York. First-time caller.
Oh, you're a first-time caller. Well, I tell you what, you hang on just one second here. There we go. Let's get some applause going for you.
I've been listening for years. I catch the show nearly daily. It's great. It's this week has been great. You know, having Jerry on the other night, Willis, I believe, right? Is the name?
Yeah, Jerry Wills.
Wills was a fascinating story to listen to.
Let me ask you this. A break is taking over right now, and it's going to cut us both off. Are you willing to hang on?
I will hang on. I won't go away like all the other guys do. I'll hang on.
All right, you hang in there. You won't hear anything. You'll just be on hold, but we'll be back. All right. All right, folks, we'll be back right after this. Kevin Smith Show on Line Live.
Send her away. Crystal vision. She stands before me breathing, but for now I'm only dreaming until the right one comes along. In this cold and solitary world, you pay for diamonds and you get four pearls, but I'm not buying costumes.
All right, we're back. It is Open Line Live, and I discovered, you know, I told you I'm still learning this Skype thing, and one of the technical deals that I have to learn is that when a Skype call comes in, for some reason, it cuts our broadcast audio. So you heard some silence out there. I didn't realize it till we went to break. Sorry about that. Slap my hand, I'll learn. I think I'm kind of getting the hang of this a little bit. I have to click something else when a Skype call comes in. And let's go back to New York, and I believe you said your name is Colin, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
All right, Colin.
Yeah, with the Skype, there's a slight delay before the caller comes in, and then as the other caller mentioned the other night, the transmission is much clearer than, like you say, when you go through the mixer and such. It's a very clear connection when the caller does come through,
yeah,
which is good stuff. But whatever, there is a slight delay there at the beginning of those calls, no doubt. The reason I'm calling is because, especially this week, with like Planet X, for instance, is a great way to get in. I've been fascinated with this paranormal and supernatural, or however you would want to term it. And I'm coming to believe, as my experience has grown personally, that some of the truly fantastic stories are probably the closest to the kernels of truth. And then, but what I'm, all right, for instance, do you know of Project Camelot?
Yes.
Okay, I watched a number of these interviews, and aside from the contradicting information coming from one person to another, for instance, David Wilcock will talk about these, and Hoagland, I believe, is in this camp where there's going to be this higher, we're going to graduate to some higher resonant frequency or something like this. These are the kind of beliefs that they're professing. And then there's people who are talking about Nibiru coming and catastrophic events connected to it and whatnot. And it gets very, one thing, it's very entertaining. I love this material. To pore over this material, to listen to your show is great every night. I love it. And I'm sure there's many, many listeners that feel the same way I do. But it's very confounding that to know what, to, I mean, I've had personal experiences. I've on your website, you've been kind enough to post a couple of my stories that, and those are true accounts. You know, the encounter I had is a true account, but even to write it and even to think about it and even though it happened to me, that's real, that story. It still is,
believe me,
hard to believe
people,
it yourself.
People who have encountered high strangeness, know where you're coming from. And there are things that happen that don't make sense in the normal, everyday, mundane lives of the majority of the planet. Nevertheless, it happened. And there are things that happen that don't make sense to the people to whom they happen.
Right.
But nevertheless, they happen. And that's one of the things that this show is all about, is that, hey, you know, just because something strange happened to you doesn't mean that you're insane or that you're you've lost your marbles or that there's anything wrong with you. It happened.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Colin, yeah, I appreciate the call, man. I am going to have to run on.
Thank you for having me on. I've been meaning to just call and connect and say hi, and I listen every night, you know, I listen every, or the next day on the rebroadcast, which is a great service. Thank you so much for doing that.
Well, you're certainly welcome, and you're living proof that there's someone else in New York listening to us.
There you go. All right, I'll listen to the rest of the show. Have a great one.
All right, thank you. 1-800-289-1092. We have a couple of Skype calls that came in, and we're unable to answer them. Keep trying. We'll try to get you on, all right? All right, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, this is Trey in Atlanta.
Hi, Trey.
You know, I was thinking, your caller just mentioned how it's confusing sometimes, these stories, and we were thinking about Nibiru could be coming. And also, the thing that they're talking about in the 2012 Stargate DVD is the resonance, that tone, which is coming to, I guess, basically, like a caller mentioned other night, possibly, recode our DNA or enact some DNA or something. But who knows about that? What I was calling about was this morning, I was listening to a local sports talk show, a morning show, and these are the words. He says, these are words from NASA. They were doing a little morning news. He says, NASA said, we were watching a star, and a star next to it literally goes into supernova. They refer to it as winning the astronomy lottery. Pictures of it in the Nature Journal.
Yeah, I saw pictures of it on in the Yahoo News under the science section. There's an article about that and pictures.
Yeah, and it was a stellar blast that was watched in real time. It was seen on January 9th, and it was seen by two astronomers from Princeton using the Swift X-ray telescope. Now, what we were talking about the other night with Mr. Criswell call, and Mr. Criswell called in, and first I'd like to say that, you know, people who do all these different research, you know, and especially someone like Mr. Criswell who has such high clearance, and someone who has seen so many top secret things that Mr. Criswell had, that, you know, there's a chance that if they, you know, come across someone who maybe had seen something that maybe they hadn't heard of. But I don't think that's what it was. I don't think he was getting defensive about that. I think he was 100% correct that what your guest was talking about is not what is a Stargate. That's not a Stargate. And it is not called a Stargate by the TV show or any of the documentaries. It's just the name that he chose to call it. because it was something similar to the Stargate, and therefore you might perceive it, and you could even call them both Stargates, but one's different. But the TV show Stargate is not what your guest was talking about, so Mr. Criswell's correct. But the piece of technology that your guest was talking about was in the show, and the show came out before, came out after he went on his hike, so he couldn't have made this up unless he, you know, just made up a story right before he came on, because the piece of technology didn't appear in the episode in Stargate until 2004, which was 4 years after your guy went into this, I believe, or whatever it was.
Yeah, sure. Well, he made a point to of saying after Dick called that, you know, hey, you know, I don't know if it's called, if it is a Stargate. He said, yeah, that's just what I've called it because that's what people would be familiar with.
Yeah, and the TV show, they didn't, I don't remember them having a name for it, Kevin, but they put their knees in it, just like he said, and they put their head in it, just like they said. The only difference is their body didn't disappear. Their body was still there, but their mind left their body, or, you know, their soul left their body.
Well, incidentally, let me tell you, I got an email the day after that show with Jerry Wills from a lady who said, I kept trying to call in and I couldn't get through, and I just want to let you know I was there, I saw it, and it happened just like he said.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt, because the whole point is, when he was talking about the tone, that's exactly what these old carvings and drawings are saying about the tone setting of the gods traveling on a wave of music or a tone, using the tone to activate the technology is basically what they're saying. And and once you use the tone, and that's basically what he described there, is, you know, the right tones, and it worked. But, you know, I was going to tell you one more thing about the Stargate deal. On the TV show, on the Stargate that Mr. Criswell's talking about, they've got symbols and stuff all around it, and you have to go in a certain order for the symbols, and that's your address, your destination. And I believe your guest of the night, did he say that he had to think where he wanted to go, or did he say
right.
that he just said it?
No, he has to think about it and focus on it.
Okay, well, you know, that is, and you know, he was just calling it, you know, a name that he called it, but Mr. Criswell was right, that is not what is called a Stargate, but I think it is something, and I was going to ask you, do you think that this is something our government would be interested in, Kevin? I mean...
I think most assuredly they would.
Either they couldn't get to it, they didn't know about it, or they don't care about it because they figured it's not important. All a person can do is go in there and do what this guy did, and then either get lost or come back, and what's that going to hurt anyone? He's over in the jungles, and, you know, so maybe they don't care. Maybe if they know about it, don't care about it, but if they didn't know about it and they do care about it, well, then when he goes back, he's probably not going to be able to get in.
Could be.
All right, appreciate it, Kevin.
Thanks for the call, Trey. All right, yeah, you know, I wondered about that. In fact, I asked Jerry about that in a off-air conversation, if he had concerns that in going back after talking about it, he may find that he can't get there anymore. Maybe it might be blocked off some way. So, yeah, I don't know. I would think if this is real technology, that any government on the planet would be interested in it. Now, is it a Stargate? Well, like Jerry said, he said, well, I don't know, you know, whether it's actually a Stargate, but he said, you know, that's just what I've called it because I know that's what people are familiar with. And whatever it is, it is a means of transporting someone from where they are to somewhere else, and in his case, far, far away. I did get an email, as I said, from a lady who wrote in to say that she had tried to get on to when Jerry was on to corroborate his story, that she was there. She was one of the people in the group that was there, and she was not able to get on. All right, let's go to Skype, and let me say to the caller on the 800 number, if you will, hold on for just a moment, and we'll go to Skype Skype, can you hang on for just a moment?
Yeah, I can, Kevin.
All right, hang on. We're into a break. I'll be back with you.
Es mejor no llorar y callar mi dolor. He cerrado mi corazón en un grito ilógico de profundos sentimientos que se enredan en tu piel. Me convertí en roca. No hay brillo en mi sueño. Sin final, me he negado a sentir la ternura del amor, a las noches estrelladas que me daban tu calor, me convertí en rojo.
Get it all. Become a member at kevinsmithshow.com. All right, we are back. And let me go to our Skype line and see if we can see if we still have our caller with us. Yes, your first name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, hi, Kevin. It's Andrew from Australia, mate.
Hello, Andrew. We're glad to hear from you again.
Yeah, this time it's a little bit better. I've got through to you without the computer crashing on me. I'd just like to say that yesterday's show was absolutely tops. I absolutely love that the Robert Morningstar, mate. You're gonna have to get him on more often.
He is an interesting individual, isn't he?
Yeah, some of the topics he's actually raised I didn't even know about myself, and yeah, absolutely, you know, sort of put me into a spin. With disclosure, we really need to try to quicken that along, as well as alternate technologies. We need to really move it along as well, I think, because the oil thing is getting way out of hand.
Well, let me ask you, what do you think could be done that would quicken that new technology?
Well, I think it's going to be a little bit like the UFO scene. We're going to have a little bit of disclosure and bringing this technology out and implementing it to the public, because not many people know about things. What you actually see on the media is fairly mediocre. There's a lot of technology out there.
You guys in Australia have an inventor that has invented a way to run internal combustion engines on water.
Yeah, actually, you're talking to somebody who's actually sort of into that as well. There's a farm up in Gloucester that's actually running all his pumping equipment and so forth on water. So he's right away from the diesel fuel, he's right away from the petrol. He's off the grid, he's on solar, so it's quite interesting to see you set up.
All right. Well, Andrew, I want to thank you for the call, man. We're glad to hear from you, and we've got a lot of listeners in Australia, and I would like to invite them to do the same. If you don't have Skype, install it, and then Skype us at kevin.smith.show. And thanks for the call, Andrew.
Hey, Kevin. Take care, mate. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, let's go to our 800 number, and caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. How you doing? This is Ryan here up in the state of Washington.
Yeah, Ryan.
I no longer believe in, you know, the Phoenix lights that were seen a couple of weeks ago. I listened to that Bill Nell show that you had on. You had him on a couple of days ago. I no longer think it was a hoax, but here's my theory of what it was. I think it was a way to distract the public. I think it was a disinformation campaign. I believe that a lot of the lights that are seen are distraction, are ways I bet in another area, in another place, there was some kind of top secret aircraft that was flying. And these are used to get the public to look in a different direction. Like,
how do you think they did it?
Well, I don't know, but I don't think it was a hoax like we thought it before. I think Bill Nell did a really good job investigating that.
Well, yeah. Now, in fairness, let me say that what Bill was talking about was not his investigation of it so much as he did mention some of his investigation into it. But primarily he was talking about a report that had been written by two people who did investigate and tried an experiment in order to see if they could make those lights happen in the fashion that it was reported that it had happened. So he was reporting on the report because it was sent to him. And so he was telling us about what was in that report. Now, he's published that report as well.
Yeah, I think if people realize how far of a length the military or people that run these secret projects will go to keep the public distracted in the amount of disinformation that is used, then I think it would be a lot easier for people to understand. Now, I don't think that we should find out about any kind of top secret space program or something like that if we're just using it like, say, in Iraq or something. But I believe that we actually have a secret NASA program that is flying off into space. I mean, look at the Phoenix lander that's landing on Mars. Why is it named the Phoenix? They have a secret, I think they have some kind of secret NASA program where they have astronauts that are flying all over the, universe that they don't want us to know about. Because, you know, in the original Phoenix Lights, you know, the original sighting was earlier on in the day, and then at the end of the night, they had these flares. I don't know if they're, I don't think they're flares, but these lights that, I think that those were used to, as a distraction.
Well, you, that's
where
actually,
a lot of these lights are.
You actually had two events over Phoenix. You had the Phoenix Lights, and that was a massive craft. As a matter of fact, I have spoken to one guy who didn't want to give me his name. He's in the military, and he told me on the telephone that he said, this was right after I started talking about why that could not be flares. And I got this call in the afternoon one day, and he said, man, I'm telling you, that was not flares. He said, it flew right over me. And he said it blocked out the stars. That was a massive craft of some kind. Now, did they drop flares? Yes, they did later.
Yeah, I think if people, when these lights are seen, if people look in a completely different direction, and you know how a magician will use a trick, a way to deceive the eye keep your attention in a different direction. But anyways, don't you think that this whole deal gets more and more confusing each day? I mean, every researcher that I hear that I listen to has a different take on the deal, and it just becomes this big. There's so many different theories of what it could be, what's going on. But sometimes it gets a little bit confusing. I mean, it's really hard for people sometimes to understand that just because there's things flying around that we don't know about, that it automatically doesn't mean that they're all extraterrestrials. That are,
well, you're right. And the reason that people get confused about it is because they're looking for one answer to it all. And there's not one answer. Look at our own Air Force. Our own Air Force doesn't have just one type of plane. Man, they've got how many types of planes? They've got transport planes. They've got cargo planes. They've got fuel planes. They've got bombers. They've got fighters. They've got unmanned aerial vehicles. I mean, it's just we have an array of all different kinds of aircraft, and that's just us. So if you were trying, you see something in the air, that one of our planes, and you try to just define the entire fleet by that one plane, and somebody else in another part of the country sees a different plane, a different type of plane, and they try to define the whole fleet by that one plane, it won't work. It won't work because one answer doesn't fit the entire phenomenon. And that's why you hear so many different views and perspectives, is because we're not looking at just one type of vehicle. We're not looking at one specific kind of phenomena. We're looking at an array of different vehicles, different phenomena, and so one answer doesn't fit the whole phenomena.
Well, it just sometimes when I just as a listener to the show, and it's a great show, and the other shows or whatever, and just reading about this whole entire phenomena, it becomes so confusing and frustrating sometimes, because there's so many different angles and so many different people have so many different you know, there's one whistleblower that'll come out one day, and the next day there'll be another government official that'll come out.
Well, you know, but we're headed into a break, so we're going to have to cut this short. But what you have to keep in mind is that you have a whole bunch of different people who are looking at a whole bunch of different pieces of the phenomenon. And you can't just touch the elephant's left front leg and then say that's what an elephant is. There's a whole bunch of elephant you haven't touched yet. We got to go. It's a break. Thanks for the call. All right, folks. We'll be back right after this. More with Open Line Live, 1-800-289-1092. Or if you're a first-time caller, 1-800-318-1008.
other night I lost my head. I was confused and torn apart. I'm sorry I made you cry, acting like a fool. Told you lies, but baby, I can't rest. I'm in my life, yeah, total mess. Without you, I'm bound to crash. I'm drinking real hard, I'm burning out fast. I need you back. I need you back. I need you back. I need you back. The other night should have worked it out before I folded, fell apart. When life goes up and down, emotions start running round and round. But baby, I can't rest. I'm in my life, yeah, total mess. Without you, I'm bound to crash. Drinking real hard, I'm burning out fast. I need you back. I need you back.
Kevin Smith at 1-800-289-1092.
Welcome back. It is Open Line Live. That means we will talk about whatever it is that is on your mind, all right? Can be a topic. It can be a guest that we've had, it can be an event that has taken place, or it can be a theory that you've got. Doesn't matter, as long as it's not politics. And we'll be glad to take your call and talk about it. Now, I got an email. In fact, I got six emails from an individual who called into the show. Not tonight. I won't tell you which night because I don't want you trying to identify the individual. Although you may guess if you want to, and that's human nature. But really upset that I had disconnected this individual. Now, I didn't stop the person from saying what was on their mind. They said it. I gave them plenty of time. They said what they were going to say and then started to repeat. The guest commented. I commented. The person started to repeat. We commented again, and I moved on. Now, that particular night, we had 173 calls come in. Now, look, when I have a guest, we open the phone lines in the second hour. That's the format. That's the way we do it, because I want you to have time to hear the guest and to get the guest's information. I want the guest to have the time to present that information, and then we then have something that we can ask questions about, and we can discuss, and we can debate. And so then when I open the telephone line in the second hour, consider there are 60 minutes in that second hour, right? Just like there were in the first hour. Now, if I give a telephone call, if I give your call 3 minutes, and it's not a hard, fast formula, but if I give you 3 minutes and then we give the guest time to respond to whatever it is that you've said, how many calls do you think we can get in? We get as many as we can. As many as we possibly can. But we can't just keep the same caller on for the next 20 or 30 minutes once he's made the point. That's been the formula from the beginning. That is, most talk shows have a two-minute rule. I don't have a hard, fast rule, but usually after 3 minutes, if it starts to meander, we move on to the next call. Okay? That's just the way it is. That's talk shows. That's the world of talk shows. And that's because we want to get as many people in as possible. And caller, you are the next one who got in. Your first name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Kevin, it's Larry in California. How are you doing?
Outstanding, Larry. How are you?
Good. You having a good evening?
Absolutely. I love Open Line Live.
Good. The Lunar Landers, or not Lunar Landers, but the ones that land on Mars there, 50-50 chance of it actually landing. Is that what you said earlier?
Well, that's been their track record. Now, of course, each and every time they go there, they learn things either from the success or from the failure of trying to land. And so the next time, hopefully, it has better odds of success. But the track record internationally has been approximately 50% have successfully landed and about 50% have crashed.
Yeah, I'm kind of willing to think that they have 100% success, that the other 50% are the ones they don't want you to know about. They're out there roaming around or roving around so they can do their own little experiments without having to divvy anything out to other departments for research capabilities. And they can go and see stuff that they don't want other people to know about up there.
Well, I don't know. It could be. Are you of the mind that that there is a secret military space program?
Well, there's no doubt about the secret military space program or the astronaut program, but I really think 100% of those vehicles have landed on Mars, and they just want to keep it quiet. And the reason I say that is because they're so dead accurate on everything else that they do. They're 100%. You know, it's like whenever they launched that one satellite into the moon, and I guess it was a meteor, they launched it and hit it. How many thousands and thousands and millions of miles away from here was that?
Well, that's true. One of the problems, I think, in landing on Mars is that actually landing is that's pretty ticklish. Even in an airplane, look, anybody can take off. It's landing that's you know, you got to get back down safely. And have you ever flown an airplane?
Actually put my hand on the stick? No, I haven't done that.
It's a little nerve-wracking the first few times you land. And but you got to do it. You know, you got to get down. And but landing is a little bit ticklish, and it takes 28 minutes for radio signals to go from here to there. Now, all the landing procedures are pre-programmed into the computer on board the spacecraft. If they have made even the tiniest mistake in programming, then they could crash. And I mean, maybe you're right. It could be just as you say. But it is also true that if you make a tiny mistake in programming, you put a comma where you should have put a semicolon. You know, I mean, that at that point, the program shuts down.
Yeah, I do understand that, but I really don't think that they have a 50% ratio. I'm sure it's a lot higher than that, and I'm sure that they've got stuff on there they're not telling us about.
Well, that very well could be. And, you know, there are a lot of people who agree with you on that. Lots of folks.
I haven't heard anybody yet, but...
Well, Linda Moulton Howe, I believe, would agree with you that there is a secret military space program, and that they have many successes doing things that we've never heard about.
Well, and we've got this secret astronaut corps, and you know, they're using flying saucers, you know, to use the term, to go to Mars, go to the moon, go wherever they want to go. Then, you know, they could take these things there. In fact, they don't even need rovers. They just take people there.
Now, do you know for sure that that's going on, or is that your theory?
It's just my theory, my personal opinion and my gut feeling.
Well, I got to tell you, I've seen many, many, many outstandingly amazing things that I never thought we would see. And it would not surprise me if we were to learn for sure that our military has that capability. I hope we do. I really do. I hope we've got that capability. But I don't know that we do. And it would not surprise me.
If we do, we're sure wasting a lot of money on this other stuff.
Yeah, but there might be reasons for that, too.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. All right. Look, thanks for the call. All right, thank you. 1-800-289-1092. In keeping with what I just said about how talk shows work, I looked at our call record. It just shows how many calls have come in. That's all it shows. And we've had 121. So just to give you an idea, and we're trying to get to as many of them as we can, and we want you to be on. We want you to get on and say what's on your mind, but that's the way it works. Now, some people say, you know, well, you need more phone lines. Well, how many can you have on at once? One. Now, we've got two phone lines open here tonight, plus Skype. We're putting as many calls on as we can possibly get to, but we've had 121 calls so far, or at the time that I ran this log. And, you know, we do have to limit how long we talk with each person in order to make sure that the next person has a shot, all right? And that's just the real world of broadcasting and talk shows. That's the way it happens. All right, now, one of the things that I saw in the news that I found interesting has to do with Australia, and we had a caller from Australia. By the way, were you listening the other night when we had a caller from Sweden? Cool, huh? Yeah, all the way from Sweden. And with Skype, you can call from anywhere on the planet. Doesn't cost you anything. So check into that, all right? But one of the things that I found in the news that I thought was so totally interesting is the scientific efforts to bring back the Tasmanian tiger, or the thylacine, and they've had some success. We'll talk about that maybe if we have time. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Brent from Wyoming.
Hey, Brent.
Hey, Kevin. Two things real quick. It's not a semicolon or a colon. It's a one or a zero. Those things are programmed in machine language.
Well, yeah, I understand that. But I was simply using an example of a typographical error.
Yeah. But this is for Jerry Wills, if he's listening. I understand your hesitancy to talk about it. I understand your hesitancy to go back. But if you do go back, they said it was for transporting people in case of danger to a safe location. Just ask them. If anybody is in danger, and I'm specifically thinking about 2012, and if they have a safe place.
All right. I would think that if the most dire predictions about 2012 actually come true, I would suspect there's not going to be a safe place. That the whole planet is going to be rocking.
No, I mean a safe dimension, let's say.
Okay. Or maybe another different planet somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, thanks for the call, and maybe Jerry is listening. I know he does listen to the show quite frequently. All right, 1-800-289-1092 is the telephone number to call. It's toll-free throughout the USA and Canada. If you're a first-time caller, you can call us on 1-800-318-1008. Caller, you're live on The Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Christina from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yes, Christina. Are you a first-time caller?
Yes, I am.
Well, let's get you some applause. Thanks for the call.
Oh, I am so nervous. I didn't think I was going to get in.
You did. Congratulations.
Thank you. Okay, I was calling because I was wondering, that guy, Sean, you had on about when he was talking about the Bigfoot and he had a picture, was he going to let you make it available for us to see?
I'm not sure I understand the question. The guy that was talking about what?
Bigfoot, Sean.
You know, I talked to him today, and honestly, I didn't even think to ask, but I will. I'll make a note right now, and I will send him an email and ask him if I can publish that on the website.
I would really like to see that, and I'd appreciate it.
All right. Have you ever seen a Bigfoot?
No. No, we don't have a, well... There was reports of that here in Wisconsin, but I have never saw that.
How do you think you would react if you did see one?
I'm not sure. I probably might be paralyzed with fear. I'm not sure.
You know, that would have more of a paralyzing effect on me than I think it would, than a UFO or... an extraterrestrial. If I came face to face with a Bigfoot, I think I would freeze in my tracks.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Thank you so much for the call, and thank you for grabbing up enough courage to do so.
Well, thank you for taking my call. You have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Cool. Some more first-time callers tonight. I like that. First-time callers. And that does. Some of them are, when people call for the very first time, sometimes it's the first time they listen to the show. But a lot of times, people have been listening to the show for months or even years and finally got up enough courage to call in. Hey, I tell you what, I'm, you know, you talk to your mom on the phone or your dad or your brothers, your sisters, you know, you talk to your banker. I'm just another voice on the phone. Don't be nervous. Really, I don't eat people. Well, I haven't this week anyway. I don't eat people. All right, 1-800-289-1092. Or if you're a first-time caller and you're having trouble getting in on that line, you can use 1-800-318-1008. 1-800-318-1008 is a first-time caller line. Please, regular callers, don't use that one, all right? Use the other one, the normal line, the usual line, 1-800-289-1092. Couldn't remember it for a second. All right, 1-800-289-1092. That's the usual line. Caller, you're live on The Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Kevin in North Carolina.
Hi, Kevin in North Carolina. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, quick note on Skype. I've never used it for an on-air show, but I used to have a studio where we lived before and did some voiceover work. You'll find that every time you go to Skype, it tries to take over the volume controls.
Yes, it
does.
And
then when you go back to your other program, our solution, we ended up having to put a second computer in and run it through the mixer.
As soon as I'm a wealthy man, I'll do that.
I'll see what I got in the junk box there. No, I'm only kidding. My topic tonight is, I'm wondering if anybody else has seen this on the Internet, and I wish I had the URL to send you. But it was after one of the shows, I want to say it was the fellow that talked about Eisenhower coming to New Mexico.
Yeah.
Somehow, through doing my research on the Internet, I ended up at a story that basically gave a suggestion of what people are seeing, large, black, quiet thing that drifted over Phoenix and over Stephenville, et cetera. It was, have you ever heard of this... they're talking about is like something they're going to do in the future, this radio platform that's like a giant wing with solar panels and propellers, and they want to put it up, and it'll kind of orbit over a city for like a month at a time, and it's like a giant repeater in the sky. It's something that's been in popular science and that sort of thing. Anyway, the website suggestion was that the NSA already has such a thing, and they normally keep it so high up, nobody would know it was there. You wouldn't notice it. But that this thing will occasionally have a malfunction and drift down, or when they bring it down, it loses control, and they always bring it down at night. And the thing is so quiet, you wouldn't hear the little propellers on the back of it, and it's like a gigantic triangular wing. I don't know if that's it, but I thought it was interesting and wondered if anybody else had heard such a thing.
Now, that might fit with the thing that was seen over Phoenix, but not Stephenville, because you remember we had Constable Gayton on, and he told about what he saw, and he said when it left, all of the lights that were scattered around all lined up. He said as it left, it was like a string of pearls, and like you pull the string and they all line up, and it shot off. He said the best I can tell you is at the speed of light, in a blink it was gone.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought there was also something at Stephenville about a giant black object drifting over.
Well, there was. Ricky Sorrell saw that in the daytime.
Oh, okay.
And, there was that. And it maybe that sighting could
be this thing. And I'm not saying all the black triangles are that. I'm just saying that some of them in the southwestern U.S. where this NSA craft supposedly spends most of its time high in the altitude.
And where did you say you saw this?
It was on the internet, and and I can't for the life of me find the URL again, but it was like someone had scanned in a couple of pages from a very old magazine. So I wish I could find it again. That's why I was saying maybe someone else has heard this too. But, you know, I definitely believe that UFOs are real and out there and things like that. But when it comes to the ones that are so visible in the flaps that the government doesn't just give a swamp gas explanation, the ones that they come out and so vehemently want to make a fuss about, I think that could be our craft that they're wanting to make cover stories for.
It very well could be.
So
could be.
We'll see if anybody else calls in with something else on this.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. 1-800-289-1092. Toll free throughout the USA and Canada. Or if you're a first-time caller, give us a call at 1-800-318-1008. If you're outside of the USA, you're outside of Canada, first-time caller or not, you can Skype in, and I will try to handle the hydraulics on this thing and make sure it happens right. We'll get you on somehow or another. We'll try to make it happen, all right? We would like to have the second computer going. I'm actually broadcasting on the backup computer because the main computer crashed. Well, it didn't really crash. I think what happened, is the power supply, the fan in the power supply doesn't turn anymore, and it overheats quickly and shuts down. It won't boot up. All right. I think that's what happened. We had to go to the backup computer. You may remember when all that happened last year, and funds have not been available for us to get that one fixed or get another backup computer. So we've got one, and that's what we have to broadcast with. It is doing yeoman's work. It's doing a good job. All right. What about this thing with the resurrecting of the Tasmanian tiger, the thylacine? Boy, it's a strange-looking animal. It looks like part dog, part cat, part tiger. It's got stripes on it. Strange-looking animal. Well, what they've done is they've resurrected some DNA from the thylacine, and what they did was they inserted that into mouse embryo, and it revived. It came back to life. And so what they're saying, Andrew Pask of the University of Melbourne says, and I quote, "This is the first time that DNA from an extinct species has been used to induce a functional response in another living organism." And he says that he is personally convinced that this is going to work, it's going to happen, and that they're going to bring back the Tasmanian tiger, which, of course, is extinct. Or at least that's what is reported, that it is extinct. Some people say that they have seen a thylacine. There are people who say that they saw one, but nobody's been able to capture one and prove it. But this is kind of a Jurassic Park thing. I mean, they said this holds the possibilities of bringing back dinosaurs. Kind of Jurassic Park stuff. Remember when I talked about that over a year ago, maybe a couple of years ago? And you've heard me talk about Jurassic Park science. Maybe we can bring back dinosaurs. And my question is, why? Now, I think that things go extinct for a reason. Now, today, many species go extinct because we make them go extinct. And that's not a good thing. But the dinosaurs went extinct for other reasons, and that gave rise to the mammals. Why do you want to bring back something like a T-Rex? I mean, you know, why would you do that? I mean, that's kind of a dangerous animal, isn't it? Can you imagine, you know, I mean, look what happens with crocodiles and alligators that get up into populated areas. Can you imagine if a T-Rex were to get loose and get out into the neighborhood? I mean, and you call the cops, right? You call 911. How many cops do you think would actually respond to that call? I think there'd be you would hear a lot of ping all over the city as badges hit the ground and the cops went home. I mean, as a cop, I would face a lot of things. A T-Rex is not one of them, I got to tell you. I mean, you know, bad guys in the buildings, you know, burglars in buildings, robbers on the run. Yeah, I'll take that on. T-Rex, he's yours. I'm not dealing with a T-Rex, I can promise you. And I don't know a whole lot of cops that would. But because, I mean, look, against a T-Rex, that gun that's on the cop's belt is a pea shooter. I don't think that's going to work against a T-Rex. It's a pea shooter. All you're going to do is tick him off, and he's still coming at you. So I don't think that's a good idea. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. We're headed into a break. Are you willing to hang on during the break?
Sure.
All right. If you'll hang on during the break, you won't hear anything. You're just on hold. But don't go away, because after the break, you'll be first up. All right, folks. As I said, the break is coming. We're about 10 seconds away. And we're delighted for each and every person who has called in. I would like to hear from you. I want to hear from you. What's on your mind, and what's your perspective? What's your take on things? We'll be back right after this.
Remember when I asked you, do you recognize me? Remember when I told you, you should fall in love with me? Baby, can't you see? You and I were meant to be. We're two stars made in the same light. Remember me. Remember the oceans and how they turn blue. Remember all the angels and how they used to sing just for you. Now, baby, can't you see? You and I were meant to be. We're two stars made in the same.
Most of the great music you hear right here on Steel Eye Media Network is supplied by the independent artists from GarageBand.com. If you hear a song you like, go over to GarageBand.com, look it up, download it. You can even buy the group's CDs in many cases right there at GarageBand.com.
Call Kevin Smith at 1-800-289-1092.
Welcome back. We are in open line live tonight. That means we'll talk about whatever is on your mind. Caller, are you still with me?
Yeah, this is Ryan again. I'm double hit, but it's short.
Yeah, Ryan.
I had a couple ideas for your show that might help you, like, as far as fundraising and stuff.
All right, shoot.
Suggestion. I was thinking, you know, it would be a good idea, I think, for you to do some kind of a Kevin's Greatest Hits collection. I think it would be great if you took some of your older shows, like maybe your second or third year, and put them on a 2-CD or like a CD set or something like that of the classics of Kevin and sell them for a modest price. I think a lot of people, I think that would be great. What do you think about that? And what do you think about... I think a $6.95 is a good price for your membership. It's not very much. Like, I wouldn't mind. Maybe some people can opt in for a little bit more each month, just for donation, just if they want to, you know.
like.
Well, yeah, I agree with that. We have a donation button on the main page of the website, and there are some folks who are members who also donate, and you know, that kind of helps us to stay in business. Without getting into a lot of detail, I ran into a situation in February last year, actually February and March, in which three advertising agencies owed me money that they sold, each of those agencies sold out and to somebody else. The people who bought those agencies said, that's not our debt. The people who used to own the agencies said, hey, we sold, and I got left holding the bag. And so it's been very, very rocky since then. And, you know, there have been times when I've wondered, how are we going to go one more day?
And we actually... you should put together a collection of all your older shows, like a set, like a two CDs, or you can download it and people can buy it, you know, so you can listen to some of your older, like, some of the newer listeners have heard something when you first got some of your original shows from years ago, or...
Well, I actually have.
That's just
very
my idea.
First...
I just floating out an idea for you. Yeah. Just an idea for you.
I've got them archived. I've got the very first show that we ever had a guest. And by the way, I think it's a pretty good idea. We'll take a look at it. But by the way, I was in a store one day, I don't know, about 3 months ago, and ran into the guy that was the very first guest that I ever had.
Oh, and, really?
Yeah, I had no idea he was even in this country now. So, but it was kind of interesting. Thanks for the call, man. All right. 1-800-289-1092 is the number to call. And, we've gotten some good ideas in. And I'll present those to these guys that work with me and help me with this. And we'll see what their thoughts are about it. Who knows? If they say it's a good idea and we ought to do it, we'll do it. I used to make all of those decisions myself. I still have the final say, of course. But there is wisdom, I think, in having more people think about something than just me. And I value their opinions, and I listen to what they have to say. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin.
Hi.
This is Tony from Oklahoma.
Yeah, Tony.
How are you, Kevin?
Outstanding, man.
That guy from New York, he mentioned something that I've always thought, and in explaining my situations to people, that even to me, it sounds weird.
Believe me, I understand that.
And there's also another group. I've been trying to get somebody to help me pull some of this crap out of my head. And a group that will remain nameless who does a lot of investigation. I don't know. They seem to think that they have a lot of information on abduction criteria. And just because they do, it's sort of like they think they know it all, and whatever I have to say doesn't fit with anything they've heard. Therefore, I'm not one.
Yeah.
So, you know, how could you, I don't know how they could say that without actually investigating.
Well, that's human nature, and I don't know how you overcome it. People who amass a great deal of information sometimes get into that box of thinking, okay, we've got a corner on the market here of information. And, you know, sometimes even people who say, look, you got to be open-minded. Once they hear something they haven't heard before, they say that can't be true. Well, that's exactly what standard science has been doing, and why you've heard me call establishment science. You've heard me call that intellectual mudsuckers.
Exactly.
You've heard me call them intellectual knuckle draggers.
Yes.
But I'm pro science, but see, I don't think that kind of thinking can lead to science. It just leads to a closed loop.
And I have nothing against this group. I enjoy the shows that they have on. And I don't know, it's just hard to explain that, you know, how could you make a judgment like that, especially since, in my case, I don't remember that much. And that's what I'm after. I'm wanting to get it pulled out.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't understand the door closing type of thing. Like they don't even want to talk to me. I try to explain things to them and tell them, look, I don't know everything. I that's what I'm after. I want to know. And they wouldn't even talk to me.
Well, there's also the possibility that the reason they won't is because what you're saying to them goes beyond their skill set. Maybe it's beyond their ability.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, it could be that. And, but it is a problem. And, look, things happen that don't fit anybody's mold. Doesn't fit anybody's model. And I think it's on the one hand, it's wrong for them, for anybody to act as if they know it all. On the other hand, it's wrong to run away from things that we don't understand. We're never going to understand them until we tackle them.
Exactly. That's the whole thing. I mean, this is alien. So it just doesn't fit with any other kind of science. You know, it's a classification of its own.
Mm-hmm.
So,
let me say this. There may also, it may be important also for you to come to grips with, even if it's investigated, there may be no answer. There may be no why.
Oh, yeah, I'm aware of that, yeah.
Yeah, it's normal for us to want to know why. Why did this happen to me? And who did this? Well, there may be no answer to why. You may have been randomly chosen.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to know from other people out there who may possibly be listening, is this also with them as it is with me, this is something that's on my mind every day.
The answer to that, I talk to a lot of people, not just here on the show. I talk to lots of people. And the answer to the question, is it with them as it is with you? The answer is yes. And there are lots and lots and lots and lots of people who want to know why, and they lots of them have been through hypnotherapy and regression, and there is no answer to why.
Mm-hmm.
They never discover an answer. And it's kind of like very, very religious people who come down with some horrendous disease, and they've been very, very dedicated in their religion, and then, you know, they want to know, why me? Well, you know, I heard a guy say one time, why not you? That's the only answer.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Well, I don't expect to get the answers, you know, but I would like to know as much as I possibly can. I don't.
Sure.
Probably there is no way to get the answer.
I would suspect that's true.
I doubt very much that there is a way to get the answer.
Yeah, I suspect that's true.
Whatever
okay,
the answer is.
Tony, I appreciate the call. I'm going to have to run along because a break is taking over as I speak.
Okay, Kevin, thank you.
All right, thanks for the call. All right, folks, we'll be back. We'll continue to take calls in the final segment of the show. 1-800-289-1092. Or if you're a first-time caller, you can call 1-800-318-1008. We'll be back. Get it all. Become a member at kevinsmithshow.com.
Call the Kevin Smith Show at 1-800-289-1092.
We are back. We are on final approach. That means we only have a few minutes left in the show this evening. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, this is Trey in Atlanta. Yeah, I heard that last caller asked for someone to call in. I just want to say this real fast, Kevin. I'm not going to do this on the air. I'm going to tell you.
We are on the air.
Yeah, I know, but I'm going to say I will call you after the show. And
okay.
I want to give you a phone number, and if the gentleman wants to call you and get it, that's up to him.
Okay.
I want to say a few things to him, that you don't need to go back and get all these memories. There's a reason that some of these memories are blocked. As long as you know what's going on, the most important thing is you know what's going on, you know what's happening. Once you know what's happening, if you're okay with it in your mind and you're not totally freaked out about it, they're going to know that, and they're going to let you have more memories. So you have to be not as freaked out about it, and if you do that, you will get more memories. But I specifically requested, I don't want any medical memories. I don't want any, you know, that I know that's going to happen to all of us. So, I mean, we all have medical memories. You don't want that. You want to be able to have more memories and maybe ask a question or two. And if you get lucky, they might give you an answer. But as far as having to get hypnotically regressed, the only reason to do that is to prove to yourself that it's happening. And if you do realize it's happening, there's no reason at all to get regressed, unless you just want to get every little bit of information that happened every night that it happens, which is, you know, to me, mind-boggling to even comprehend. I don't even want it, because, I mean, I promise you, there's a reason that they blocked them. I don't know why they let us keep some memories. Maybe it's an accident. Maybe they have to put forth effort to, you know, block out the memories, and maybe sometimes they don't put forth enough effort, and you know, they accidentally let you keep a memory, or maybe they're letting you keep a memory just to see how you will react to it. Because I promise you, as long as you're okay with it and you realize that it's going to happen, and you're okay with it, and you're not freaked out about it, and you realize they're not doing it to be mean, I'm not telling you should be okay with it because it's against your will, but if you can't stop it, you know, getting a bunch of memories isn't going to stop it, and if you're freaked out about it, you're going to get even less memories. So I don't really know what else to tell you, because I know the frustration that he's feeling. I can hear it in his voice. I went through the same thing. You need someone. In fact, Kevin, calling your show was the first time I ever talked about it, and that was 2.5 years ago, and just telling you about it made me feel so much better, because I was actually talking to you, someone who, you know, wasn't totally closed-minded about this. So I'm guaranteeing you the guy feels better just talking to you about it. But yeah, he definitely, you know, he definitely needs to go ahead and come to grips that it's happening, and you're not going to be able to figure out everything about it. But, you know, if you're lucky, you won't get any bad memories, and you sure as heck don't want to go back to get any.
Yeah,
that's my opinion.
Don't look, because you may not like what you find.
Yeah, Kevin, and you know, no one's going to figure it out, but if you're not as freaked out about it, you'll get more memories, and maybe you can use these to fit pieces to the puzzle and maybe figure something out, and they might let you in on a secret. You never know about that. They might tell you something that, you know, that if you told someone else, no one would believe you, you know. So, And that's only, though, if you're not, you know, if you're not fighting, kicking, and screaming. And, you know, Kevin, it's just, you have to think of yourself, I know this is bad, but you have to think of yourself as a dolphin, and they're a human. And if you think of yourself as a dolphin and they're a human, you know, it's not that bad, because, you know, we don't pick up the dolphins to be mean. We tag them, and we go back and check them out or whatever, but and of course, you know, like David Jacobs says, they're not going to tell us why they're doing it.
Yeah.
They might say why they're doing it, but do we know if they're telling the truth and all that? So, you know.
Well, I would think that if a dolphin could talk to us and we were to tell him why we just tagged his fin, I would think his attitude would be, I don't give a damn why you tagged me. That hurt.
And that reminds me of what I heard you said, and I know that, you know, you would be the last person who would be okay with this, because I know you said that if it did happen, you would go down kicking and screaming, and that is natural. And it's weird, Kevin, because I can sit here in the living room and feel like, okay, one could walk through the door, and I'm not going to freak out. But in the state, whenever they take us out of our bodies, however they do it, sometimes they take us physically, sometimes they don't. I can't tell you when, why. But it seems like when we're in this state, it's some kind of thing that goes off. It's kind of like you're not the dominant species in a room. Like you're in a cage, you're in a line, a cage with a lion. Not you think the alien's going to eat you, but it's some kind of something that goes off inside us.
Kind of like the Planet of the Apes syndrome.
Well, when a wild animal sees us, they're gone. They're scared. They're out of there. That's the way it is with us, because they see us, and you know, they don't want any part of that. And for some reason, even though you're okay with aliens existing, still standing in a room next to one, it's something that goes off inside of you. I can't explain it. You know?
All right, Trey, thanks for the call.
All right, appreciate it.
All right. Yeah, good information. All right, I've got time for one quick call. If you've been trying to get in, 1-800-289-1092. But you got to make it now. All right. President Bush signed a bill today that has to do with genetics. It has to do with your DNA. And it's called the Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act. And it says basically that the insurance companies cannot discriminate against you based on anything that is found in your DNA. So, you know, if your family history, if it shows up in the DNA that you are, that you have a propensity or a stronger possibility for, say, Alzheimer's or heart disease or some type of cancer, that shows up in your DNA that you've got a sort of propensity for that. Well, the insurance companies are not going to be able to use that to keep you from getting insurance or to exclude that, you know, if they issue an insurance policy, but then they exclude heart disease or something like that. They can't do that. This is now law. And I got an email early on about this, that it was coming up. It's called the GINA, G-I-N-A, Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act. And the email said, well, maybe that's also because of aliens living among us. And if it starts showing up in DNA that they are not us, then they could be discriminated against. And if they are indeed about to be here and among us openly, then they need to be protected. Well, maybe. I don't know about that. It's an interesting theory. But anyway, this new bill has been passed, and it has now been signed into law. And so your DNA cannot be used against you with insurance companies. I think it's a good law. I do. I think that's a good deal. It protects us from being scammed yet again. And we do get scammed by these big companies, and insurance companies certainly are big companies. So this protects us from that, or it attempts to. We'll see how it plays out. We'll see how it works. Well, it's been absolutely wonderful to be with you in Open Line Live again tonight. I love Open Line Live, and we get to hear so many different things and different perspectives and new callers and new listeners, and it's always interesting and always enriching to participate in Open Line Live. I want to thank each of you who listened tonight. Thank you for being here. And those of you who are brand new, be sure you subscribe to the K-Files e-zine. And everybody, go over to my website, kevinsmithshow.com. Scroll down, and you'll see on the left side, you will see a banner, an ad for Hopeful Hooves. This is a nonprofit organization, 501c3. And they are in the business of rescuing horses and helping the horses to help children who have disabilities and need help. Really a worthy organization. Click on that banner and take a look at their site. All right. We've come to the end of yet another show. Got another great week lined up for you next week. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too, and you can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.